This is your Cowboy Church of the Year. Yes, this is your Cowboy Church of the Year, transcribed featuring Stuart Hamblin, Columbia recording artist, with Susie Hamblin, the Prairie Choir, the Rush Arbor Quartet, the Blue Bonnets, and the music of Darryl Rice and his orchestra. Bringing to you a half hour of down-to-earth music written especially for your enjoyment by one of America's greatest composers, Stuart Hamblin.
The oldest person that went with the will be fine, fine. I'll trade for eggs for an open stove and a man in a line. When you see me fall asleep, say amen, but don't you weep. Got too many million years that I can count on.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, friends, this is your Cowboy Church, riding on the long arm of radio right into your home, and we hope deep into your heart. You know, we've got an awful lot of members of this church, but there's one in particular that we'd like to tell you about. He's the pillar of the church, so to speak, because he's the one who makes it all possible.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Munch TV. I'd like to tell you a little story. You know, I lost a radio job one time in California that has held for 21 years because I refused to read certain commercials that were handed to me. You know why? Because on October the 18th, 1950, I became a Christian. And there's no such thing as a 1950. I got back into radio only on one condition, and that condition was that I'd be allowed to give the commercials and that I'd be allowed to choose the sponsor. And I chose Munch TV because I've owned one for some time. I know the public wants to save every dime they can when they buy a product, and in buying a Munch TV, you save a lot of money. You don't have money to throw to birds, and I knew it. Munch TV knew it, too, when he started out 4 years ago. And today, he's the biggest direct TV organization in the world. No dealer sells a Munch TV other than the factory office itself. And when you call the factory office, they will send a man out within the hour to give you a free home demonstration. If you purchase the Munch TV set, they will service it when you call. Now, I know, for I've made it my business to find out these things. So why not call the factory office right now for a free home demonstration, and they will call to your home within the hour.
And now, Brother Rice, will you get the Prairie Choir to rise? And let's heist this number in the key of about half a D. You'll find it in your joy book, folks, on page 8. And Brother John, give us the pitch pipe on the tuba in about half a B, will you?
It's that pipe, it's the color of thunder band. If you say the cake is holy name in vain, by the very act you do, you can crucify him. And if you don't like, you never lift your hand.
Once a man named Pontius Pilate tried to go to sleep one night. He stood before a wash bowl, all his household heard him cry. I've washed my hands for hours, but I still can't understand. I can never, never cling to my half blood upon my hands.
It's the blood upon your hands. If you daily take his holy name in vain, by the very act you do, you can crucify him. And in evil life, you never extend your hand.
Every day you try to Jesus like they did that awful night. Every wrong you do brings teardrops to the man they crucified. Like Pontius in the darkness, you'll never understand why you go to meet your maker with his blood upon your hand.
Is that why?
Is
that
blood upon your hand? Do you say to take his holy name in vain?
By the very act you do, you can crucify him. And in your life, you'll never cleanse your hands.
That thunder roll, the God that threw the heavens is the keeper of your soul. When you walk up to your maker in that happy golden land, you'll find the gate won't open if there's blood upon your hand.
If there's blood upon your hand,
and the take his holy name in vain,
by the very act you do, you can put the blood, and in your life you'll never find your hand.
Man, do I love to hear that tuba and that banjo plucking.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dooley. Thank you. And that reminds me, Brother Rice, do you remember where the first time we sang that number was?
I sure do. It was over at Pocolotti.
That's right. In fact, I'd like to tell our listeners we were all invited over to Pocolotti to one of those great big camp meetings. Did anybody ever go to one of them? We had a time that time. That was when the folks would bring their victuals and a great big wash tub, planned to stay 3 weeks. In fact, it was over in Pocolotti. What was that little old man's name, Darrell? That little bit. Brother Golak.
That's right, that's
right. Brother Golak.
You know, I believe his wife used to cut his hair with an electric fan.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like he was always walking around in an updraft.
You boys ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You enjoyed plenty of their fried chicken. You remember it was his little old wife who gave you the idea for the best story ever, too. You were during that meeting, remember? That's where you wrote he bought my soul at Calvary.
Yeah, that's right. But what are you talking about his little wife for? You know that woman had shoulders on her like a football guard?
Yeah, but she really loved
yeah,
the
she
Lord.
Yeah, she carried old brother go lightly around.
The way she got those shoulders was she had to plow the rest 40 or work it in some other way every morning before breakfast. So.
Wait a minute, woman. Why don't you just step up with a brush arbor quartet and sing?
Well, all right, I will.
Well, all right, then, no buts about it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Susie Hamlin and the Brush Arbor Quartet singing He Bought My Soul at Calvary.
He bought my soul through death at Calvary.
There's a cross for everyone to bear, but there's a heaven for each soul to share. There's a place in heaven waiting.
By the way, friends, speaking about that camp meeting we made, I remember it was over there running into a little old-timey fellow who made a very potent statement. He said, I'd rather be a partner with the Lord than own all the valleys and the hills and the meadows in the whole wide world.
Amen. You wrote a song about that, too, didn't you, Stuart?
That's right, buddy.
Do you always get your ideas for songs from people?
Nearly always. For instance, that little old man who made that remark was wearing old threadbare clothes. I ain't seen now. But he came in that camp meeting, was there for the first day. In fact, he didn't leave till, as we say down south, till the last duck died. I wonder where he is now.
Well, that's been 2 or 3 years ago, hasn't it?
That's been over that long. He was in his 80s. I believe he was in his 80s then. But there's one thing for sure. If he's not making camp meetings on this earth anymore, he's not going to be short when they hold that big one in the sky. Yeah, and it's just like he said as he stood there under an oak tree. By the campfire.
Nothing in this world matters. Unless you're rich. A partner. With the Lord.
Why be so satisfied with just the crumbs of life when you can wear a crown, be a partner with the Lord? Why go stumbling on in your heart, no song? You hear music all day long when you're partners with the Lord. Though your clothes may be old and ragged, and that coat may look tattered and torn, you have a new one a-coming with a golden lining when you wake up some great morn. Why that deep despair? Why not just say a prayer? You'll find that somebody cares when you're a partner with the Lord. Why be so satisfied with just the bitter crumbs of life when someday you could wear a crown, be a partner with the Lord? Why go stumbling home in your heart, no happy song? Why, friends, you'll hear music all day long when you're a partner with the Lord. Though your clothes may be old and ragged, and that coat may look tattered and torn, you have a new one a-coming with a golden light when you wake up someday morn. Why that deep despair? Why not just cry a prayer?
Every man to his own task, and how right she was. Personally, I like to think of myself as a writer and a salesman. In writing these songs, I'm trying to sell you an idea. That is the idea of going to the church of your faith. And through selling you, well, I'd like to remind you that it's through your patronage of the people who make this program possible that you're able to help us keep the old bell in the belfry of the Cowboy Church ringing every day. The Bryce Arbor Quartet. Turn to page 4 in your joy books, boys. They're going to do a little number for you folks entitled "There's a Lot More Laying Down Than There Is Up for Walking Around."
Hey, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, Brother Duncan.
Where in the world did you get an idea for a song with that kind of a title?
Strange but true. I wrote that on a fishing trip when I got the poison oak.
And where you got the poison oak, you must have written it laying down.
Woman didn't do anything sacred. Can't you keep a few things quiet? You know, besides, Brother Duncan, I didn't know that the stuff on the back of that lake would set a man afire.
Well, you're afire, all right, from stem to stern.
Brother Duncan, I must have sat down in acres of that stuff.
Sat down, and you're sure you wasn't stunning yourself?
Say no twice to that one. You know, I could actually sue the doctor that told me to put that medicine on.
Well,
he never told me to put it on in the backyard.
Why?
Well, he said be sure and give it plenty of air.
Got plenty of air. After he rubbed it on, he circled the backyard four times before I could flag him down with it himself. But he came out with a title for a song. Ooh, but what a title. There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around.
Now, what kind of a title is that? What's it mean?
Well, you see, Brother Duncan, in the graves of the world, there's a lot more people...
Well, you all time writing songs about when you die.
Well...
Like I said to Colonel McNett just the other day, of course, it's important to know where you're going when you die, and it's wonderful that the Lord has promised his own a safe landing.
Well,
but what he hasn't promised is a calm voyage on this rough old sea of life.
That's
many people don't understand that. They think when they take the Lord into their heart, they shouldn't have any more trouble. A woman said to me, I don't see why you feel the way you do about the Lord. I don't see that he keeps you away from trouble, but I said, that's why I need him to see me through with trouble.
Oh.
I need him here and now for living, not just for dying.
That's right.
What were you bringing poison oak home to be when her being in bed, set afire from head to toe, and Obie down with the flu? I've been taking off the moon's room like a stage hand, flying low. Then when I tripped on that rug and cracked my nose on the corner of the table and had to have four stitches taken in it, it wasn't in my strength to see me through.
It's
been the Lord's strength. Looks like I told her he doesn't promise we won't have trouble. Believe me, we do have plenty of food as everybody else.
Honey.
We don't have to carry ours alone. We have him to lean upon. I see I'm even get along with the Lord. I need his strength to see me through my trouble and his wisdom to help me solve my problem.
He's got the bet in her teeth.
So if there weren't even a hell, I'd still want to be a Christian today. Now, in order to have to claim his promises like a wonderful verse in the Bible.
I should say, Susie, I didn't hit the letter.
Let me talk to you. You have to scream. What is the verse, darling?
The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. It's wonderful to know that he knows me personally.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? That is one of my favorite verses. Brothers, can we stand and hike this song?
There's a lot more laying down than there is but walking around. Some folks never go and chase and laugh at folks who do.
That's right. They tell you that they're living right, they live the golden rule. But let me tell you, friends and family, you never pass the game.
Better make it right with the Lord tonight.
Don't gamble or hesitate.
There's a lot more laying down than there is trouble walking around. There's a lot more folks to see than there is out again in the street. Every day you live in the hundred years, 6 feet. There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around.
I know a man,
a very fine man,
who likes to make it known.
Oh, yes.
He never droops nor beats his wife, yet claims a heavenly home. But when they pass the plate around, he puts the nickel in.
That nickel won't buy a home on high,
but it makes the devil say amen.
There's a lot more laying down. There's a lot more folks to see than there is out again in the street. For every day you live and breathe, and 100 years, 62, there's a lot more laying down than there is out walking around.
Now, friends, here comes the part on our program that I personally like best. You know, I love to hear women sing, especially when they're ironing. The next you're going to hear, though, are women's voices. They're little girls, the Blue Bonnets, and they're going to sing a song entitled Known Only to Him. All right, girls, let's go.
When my eyes behold his eyes, behold a man is filled with wonder. Mortal mind cannot rest and rest. But the hand of human birth all across the wide heaven had a plan. Thank you.
Friends, that number was written one night after I'd witnessed an atomic bomb going off. Did you ever see an atomic bomb explode? By sure accident, one day I did. I was on a lion hunt over in Utah. You can get your maps out, and if you look, you'll see a place called Grass Valley Mountain. Right on top of that mountain was me. I was up there early one morning just as the sun came up. I was watching my dogs as they were scouting the brush looking for a lion scent, when suddenly, far across the Nevada desert, 80 miles away, I suddenly saw a bright, blinding flash. I didn't hear any noise, and I thought it must have been a comet striking the earth. I turned to this old cowboy that was with me, and we looked, and we could see a big dust cloud gathering, and I said, "You know, John, I just saw a comet strike the earth. Look, way over yonder. See that, John?" And then about 10 seconds later, that awful crash comes sweeping up the canyon. My old horse nearly jumped backwards through his bridle. And that night, as we sat around a campfire, I got to thinking about old Peter. Peter was one of the great apostles. And nearly 2,000 years ago, he didn't know a thing about hydrogen, nitrogen, or oxygen, but he wrote this in the Bible. "The day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth and the works therein shall be burned up." I thought about it that night. And that's when I penned the words to that song. Known only to him, and known only to him, are the great hidden secrets. I'm not going to worry about the future. I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm going to blindly, if you want to put it that way, I'm going to blindly say that I know there is a God. And I know that God that cradled the universe in his mighty hands molded me in my day. The same great spirit that awakens a tiny little seed in the spring will reach down from some great beyond and awaken my spirit when this body of mine shall fall away. Some people say, "Well, God isn't always good to people." Yes, he is. Oh, yes. He gives us burdens, that's true. But that night as I sat there by the campfire, I didn't have a pencil to write. And I took a leaded book. And using it for a pencil, I sharpened it and wrote that song, known only to him. Known only to my God is the day of my passion. Known only to God is the place called heaven. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about the burdens I must carry. I'm just thankful I'm here. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees at times I ask my Lord these questions. Tell me, Lord, why did you give those you love heavy crosses that they must bear? And then on my knees I hear the answer from heaven. He only gives crosses those that are trustworthy. Oh, but the wonderful part of it is he gives us strength, more strength than just our sin. Yes, it's true. Known only to him are the great hidden secrets the whole world has grown. Yet through my faith in him I'll fear not the darkness of the shadows when suddenly inside that flame shall dim. Thank the Lord, I know not what this old future holds. Oh, but the difference is, I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. Friends, that too true, you know it? I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I'm not worried about it because it's a secret known only to him. By the way, if I came and knocked on your door and took up a lot of your time trying to sell your commodities, the chances are you wouldn't like me, would you? Well, we won't even disturb the dust on your radio if you'll just sit down for 60 seconds. Perhaps you expect the radio announcer to overestimate just a little in trying to sell you a commodity over the radio, don't you? Well, I've got news for you. I wouldn't lie to you if I had to go back to punching challenge. And I'm going to throw you a great challenge right now. If you're in the market for a TV set, find me a better set than a month's TV at the same price, and I'll get off the air. Why would I come at you with a statement like that? Because you can't get the same high quality at the same low price in any other. The price isn't up with a dealer's profit because there's no dealer. When you buy a month's TV, you buy it direct from the factory office. It's no little concern you're dealing with either. It's the largest direct TV organization in the world. You will find that you'll save yourself many dollars and sometimes hundreds of dollars through getting your TV set from Munch. I wouldn't use the Bible to sell you a TV set. You know something? I'll use Munch TV to sell you the Bible. The Bible is the greatest spot remover in the world, and I wouldn't advertise Munch TV if I didn't know what I was talking about. So suggest to your friends that they try Munch TV, too. Call the factory right now for a free home demonstration within your home, within the hour.
Oh, look what I found. The ink isn't even dry on it yet. Here's a new song to Stuart, and listen to this title. Where would you be in the morning if you had to die tonight? John, why don't you and Benny get the tuba and the organ and
can you wave that tuba in about the key of C?
Yeah, let's try. We can have sound effects and everything. Where would you be in the morning if you had to die tonight? If an angel stood at your front door, would you try to bolt it tight? Every man you'll hear is knock, knock, knock. No,
wait a minute. Hold everything, Doc. Hold it. That knock, knock gives me an idea. Friends, we're knocking off right here. That's about the end of the last rope. But thank you for listening. Thanks a million. You know something? Pocahontas a long way. And I gotta be there by in the morning. Good day to you. Good luck. And may the good Lord bless you.
You'll be listening to the Cowboy Church of the Air, transcribed featuring Columbia recording star Stuart Hamblin with Susie Hamblin, the Prairie Choir, the Brush Arbor Quartet, the Blue Bonnets, and the music of Darryl Rice and his orchestra. All music on this program was written by Stuart Hamblin.
He's gonna watch my steers away, then for 100 years he'll pray. Got so many living years that I can count.